Welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mommies out there.
Yes, a very happy Mother's Day to everyone. For Mother's Day, we are going to celebrate a very special mother in this episode.
Is it my mother?
Nope, she deserves to be celebrated, but it's not her.
Is it your mother?
Wrong again, my mother also deserves to be celebrated, but it's not her either.
Well, whose mother are we celebrating?
We are going to be celebrating Mother Nature this week.
This week we're getting curious about trees.
Trees are amazing and so important. They literally help to keep us alive. Let's talk about them, but before we do...
Mailbag!
Mailbag! This week's mail is another outstanding review left for our podcast on iTunes. I wish I had the name and hometown of the good folks that left this review. It says, "This is a great podcast. It's getting my 7-year-old son into the podcast bug. They are the perfect length for his attention span. Very relaxing voices and super interesting. And we both learned a lot. I'm impressed. Keep it up."
Thank you so much for the amazing review. It means a lot to us.
Yes, a big thanks for that review. Positive reviews go a long way in making it easier for new people to find Curious Kid Podcast, so we truly appreciate it. Okay, what's the question of the week?
Where can you find the oldest tree in the world, and how old is it?
That's a neat question. Trees can live a very long time. So let's discuss what trees are. Trees have three parts.
A trunk, branches, and leaves.
Trees have also been around for a very long time.
370 million years.
And there are over 3 trillion mature trees in the world. Do you have any idea how big the number 3 trillion is?
Bigger than infinity.
Well, I don't know about that. That's a great answer, but not quite. If you wanted to write the number 3 trillion on a piece of paper, all you have to do is write the number 3 and then add 12 zeros after it. It's an incredibly big number, and it's a good thing there are so many trees. We need trees.
Trees help clean the air around them.
Something called carbon dioxide is building up, and carbon dioxide pollutes the air. Trees absorb the carbon dioxide and release oxygen back into the air. Oxygen is very important and helps us to breathe.
Trees also help you keep cool when it's hot outside.
If you become a sweaty mess like me on a really hot day, you probably know exactly where to find the shade. Even if you are inside, you can save money on air conditioning in your house if you have some trees around your house that help shield your house from the hot summer sun.
Trees also provide wood. The wood can be used for fires or construction.
And trees also provide food.
You can get yummy food from trees, like apples and bananas.
And my favorite, mangoes. You can also get some other foods like cocoa and nutmeg from trees.
And there are lots of animals that spend a lot of time in trees.
My favorite is the orangutan. And there are other fun animals that live in trees, like koalas, woodpeckers, spider monkeys, and squirrels. Okay, how about we start to talk about dendrochronology?
What in the world is that?
Dendrochronology is the study of rings in trees.
Hang on a second, trees have rings?
They do. Not like the jewelry ring, though. If you look at a tree stump, you will see rings. Trees grow wider every year, so when you look at the stump of a tree, you will see a ring for every year of tree growth. They are called annual rings.
And if you count them, you can see how old the tree is.
That's right. Every ring means another year for the tree. So if you count 20 rings, you know that the tree is about 20 years old.
We don't want to cut the tree down because that will kill the tree.
That's very true. So we have two options. One of them is to use an instrument called an increment borer to get a sample from the tree trunk without killing the tree.
I don't even want to do that because that will hurt the tree too.
Well, that only leaves us one option to figure out how old a tree is, and you're not going to like it.
What can it possibly be?
You can use math to estimate the age of a tree.
Okay, that's better than hurting the tree. Math is okay.
You bet. So this is how you figure out a tree's age using math. All you math nerds like myself are going to love this.
First, measure the circumference of the tree.
Okay, that's easy enough. You could take a tape measure and wrap it around the tree about 4 to 5 feet from the ground. That will give you the circumference.
Then you need to get the diameter. So divide the circumference by pi.
And when Olivia says pi, she means the number pi, which is 3.14, not apple pie. That will give you the diameter.
Then you need to find the radius.
That's easy enough. All you have to do is divide your diameter by 2, and that will give you the radius. So let's say you calculate a radius of 24.5 inches. You then want to subtract about a half inch to account for the bark, because there are no rings in the bark of a tree. So that leaves you with the number 24. Your next step would be to figure out the average growth rate for that type of tree. So let's say you're dealing with an oak tree. Well, oak trees grow by about 1/2 inch per year. So if the radius is 24 inches and it grows by 1/2 inch per year, you can estimate that the tree is about 48 years old. Olivia, are you awake?
Barely. That was too much math for me.
Sorry, but like you said, it sure beats cutting down the tree to get the same information. Do you want to take a guess how old the oldest tree in the world is?
I think the oldest tree is 200 years old.
The oldest tree in the world is about 5,000 years old, and it can be found in the White Mountains of California. Until the year 2012, Methuselah, a 4,850-year-old tree, was considered the oldest tree in the world. They have since found another tree, also in the White Mountains of California, that is about 200 years older. The oldest tree outside the United States is Gran Abuelo, a 3,600-year-old cypress tree in Chile.
Those are some seriously old trees.
They are. And who knew trees could be so interesting? Well, that's a wrap for this episode.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast on trees.
Great job, Olivia. And one more thing.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. I love you so much. Thanks for being the best mommy in the world.
Great job, Olivia. That's so sweet. Happy Mother's Day to my mommy, who continues to give me endless love and support, and to my wife, Olivia's mommy, for loving me and my kids unconditionally. A special happy Mother's Day to Mother Nature for keeping all of us safe and healthy. Happy Mother's Day to all of the amazing mothers that listen to the podcast. We love you all. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Support us by subscribing to the podcast, telling your friends about the podcast, and becoming a part of the Curious Kid Podcast team on patreon.com/curiouskidpodcast. Send us an email anytime to curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.